lesson from Isaiah chapter 53. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Going to worship in the Old Testament involved a lot of blood. Many goats and bulls and lambs were slaughtered each day for the people of Israel because of their sins. Animals were sacrificed to atone for sin, looking forward to that one atoning sacrifice that occurred when the Son of God himself died on the cross as the perfect sacrifice for all sins. And that is why we call Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist used that expression when he pointed out Jesus as that long-awaited and long-promised Messiah and Savior. This was something prophesied and foreshadowed many times in the Old Testament. We find it already with Abraham when he was about to sacrifice his son Isaac. Isaac seems to know that something is going to happen, and he asks, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham answered, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." And God did provide. First, that ram in the thicket to take Isaac's place. But later, Jesus, the son of Abraham, became the offering for all sins. Isaac went as a willing sacrifice, trusting that his father was doing the will of God. And Abraham trusted that God would somehow still fulfill his promise that the Savior would come from the line of Isaac. When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, the Lord sent 10 plagues on the land to free his people. The last plague was the slaughter of every firstborn. The Israelites were spared from that plague by the blood of the Passover lamb painted on their doorposts. That lamb was to be a male, 1 year old, without blemish, kept whole, with no broken bones. And so Christ Jesus, our lamb, was without sin, without blemish. None of his bones were broken when he died on the cross. He was the lamb led to slaughter, prophesied by Isaiah. He did not open his mouth to defend himself, but went willingly to be slaughtered for our sins. On this Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, we keep in mind the lamb slain for us. We recall our many sins that are laid on him. We deserve to die, not the lamb. We see our sins laid on Jesus instead, and he takes them away by his willing death on the cross. And because of that, we become his sheep, his followers, redeemed by his own blood. And this is for us and for all people. For Isaiah says, all of us like sheep have gone astray. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of us. We are like sheep going astray, wandering off, getting lost, losing our way again and again. How many times we follow our own sinful desires and thoughts rather than thinking the thoughts of God and loving God and our neighbor according to the holy 10 commandments. But he is the lamb who perfectly kept those commandments and who willing and uncomplaining goes forth to the slaughter to redeem the sheep. A Latin hymn connected with Easter tells us about this wondrous paradox. Agnus redemit oves. The lamb redeems the sheep. Picture that in your mind. A little lamb, innocent, seemingly helpless, rescues, delivers, and saves the whole flock of grown sheep. That is what we see throughout our Lord's Passion history, the history of his suffering and death in our place. We see him give his body and blood in the Lord's Supper to feed the sheep. We see him praying that the Lord would not let any of us be lost from his holy flock, that the will of God would be done to save the world. We see him arrested and led away as a lamb to the slaughter, to rescue his disciples and to rescue us. We see him stricken, smitten, and afflicted, beaten by Pilate and his soldiers, but really under judgment from God. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. We see him sacrificed on the tree of the cross for the sins of the world, for our sin. And on that cross, our debt is paid. Our sin is atoned. We are released because he says, "It is finished." He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so think of Jesus in the upper room, in the Garden of Gethsemane, before the high priest, before Pilate, carrying his cross, carrying our sins, nailed to the cross, dying for us, blood and water flowing from his pierced side. And remember, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Let this image of Jesus crucified for us be with us throughout this Lenten season and throughout our life. Amen. Let us join in singing the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, on page 55 in the front part of the hymn book. Please rise. Let us pray. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy upon us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us. O God, the Holy Ghost, true Comforter, have mercy upon us. From all sin, from all error, from all evil, good Lord, deliver us. From the temptations and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from disease and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and rebellion, from storms and natural disaster, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, help us, good Lord. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, help us, good Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you.